Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for her first hit of the World Series. Quinn, first pitch swinging, and she sends it out, and UCLA ties it up with two outs in the top of the seventh.
So they're looking at two elements here. One is whether or not the runner touched home plate on her initial pass. It looks to me like she may have missed it. And then the second issue is whether or not she was physically assisted by her teammates. However, the rule specifies they can't be physically assisted by a runner who has not yet crossed the plate. So this is going to be a tough interpretation for the replay officials.
After review, the calling on the field is upheld, and the run will score. The runner did miss home plate and was assisted. However, that play is not reviewable according to Appendix D.
Great moments in review.
This one's an all-timer.
I was not watching. You'll have to tell me what happened.
This is the Women's College World Series between UCLA and Tennessee. UCLA hits a game-tying home run, and then as she is reaching home, she misses home plate.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't touch home plate. Tennessee asks for a review. They spent, I think I saw it was 5 minutes and 45 seconds.
Great. Well, time well spent.
Reviewing. For the umpire then to come back and tell everyone she did miss home plate, but it wasn't reviewable, so we're gonna let it stand.
So the thing that we're not allowed to review, we spent 6 minutes reviewing.
Uh-huh.
Great.
For them to tell us that it wasn't reviewable.
Great. Great moments in review.
It's like, we watched it. You guys are right. She did miss home plate. We actually can't review it, though. So you have to pretend we didn't just spend 6 minutes. That's a pretty bad one.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. We're going to get some quotes here from the Matthew Fairburn article in The Athletic on Kevin Adams and Terry Pegula, how his ascension to the job. Now he, of course, has Jarmo Kekäläinen as a senior advisor. But been teasing for 20 minutes. Like, I want to talk to you about real quick. I don't know how to turn this into a topic, so we'll just get to it for a few minutes. So I went on a golf trip this weekend. Had a chance to see a couple of pretty incredible golf courses. One's the Country Club in Boston.
Yep.
With Nate Geary, who you know, and Jesse from Buffalo Golf and Social. We went out. Jesse knows everybody, so like got us on some courses. And the Country Club that's held the U.S. Open. It's held the Ryder Cup.
Ryder Cup, yeah.
At Brookline. And, you know, an incredible place to be. Walk around the locker room. There's just the names of everybody. And just like, holy cow. Like, the history in here is pretty cool. So that was great. Incredible course. Beautiful course. Old Sandwich, though. The hat I'm wearing today is from Old Sandwich. It's like a little transfusion, I think, that's on the hat. Old Sandwich, I would describe Joe as... You know, people from now on ask me, like, what's the nicest or the best course you've ever played? I've been very fortunate to play, like, Pebble Beach and Sawgrass and Spyglass, Harding Park. That's, like, on the list. And I think Old Sandwich is top two for me. It's one or two now.
Yeah.
And it's hard to categorize them because they're so different. You know, who's the better player, Josh Allen or Chris Jones? That's hard. They're both, like, the best at what they do. They're very different. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe that's not the best player comparison, but you get what I'm saying. Old Sandwich is, first off, there's the atmosphere of when you play. We played on a Thursday afternoon, there was nobody else on the course, really. Nobody.
Really?
We saw like three other people. It was New England, foggy, cloudy, misty rain that was not annoying, but holy cow, this feels like I'm in a movie.
Yeah.
There was no one on the course. It was, you know, not quite fall golf, but it's so far back in the woods. Mm-hmm. If you drove this road accidentally and turned down the road and saw these unmarked cabins and these tall trees, you'd say, we should probably get out of here. This looks like a secret society back here. It is scary. It's straight out of a horror movie. Kids go camping in the woods, and, but in the best possible way because it's so far back there. Adding to my memory of it is I forgot to wear my watch. I'm one of these guys that, you know, hey, yardage on my watch.
I couldn't do it without it.
All right. Well, I forgot it. And my phone died. So, but this is where it
this
was.
Guy.
It was better. For 4.5 hours, I didn't know what time it was. And I didn't know what hole we were on.
Yeah.
Because the holes aren't even marked. It's so throwback, incredible landscape. A lot of sand, waste area. There's an island green surrounded entirely by sand. And you walk on this wooden set of planks through the sand.
Yeah.
It was, like I just keep saying to people, it was a religious experience to be, from a golf standpoint, as high level as you could possibly be. Like, how do we get out here? How do we get on this? You know somebody? I shouldn't be here. They should ask me to leave. That's what this felt like. They should tell me, sir, I'm sorry, but you're not supposed to be here.
Uh-huh.
That's what it felt like. Back in the woods, you could have told me we were in North Carolina with the tall trees. Done a little bit of golf down there. Played Duke's golf course one time. And it was just hard to explain. And that's where I thought, we turn this into a fun, you know, Friday topic or a fun summer topic. And the question I would ask would be something along the lines of, what did you do that you can't believe it was that good? What did you do that people told you it was amazing? Maybe you spent your life being told about going to Notre Dame and you did and it was better than you thought.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know what else it is. This is where golf, if you are a golfer, you know golf gives you this.
Golf definitely
golf does. Golf gives you, if you were to go play Augusta or see Augusta, walk the grounds, if you were to go play Oakmont, you'd say, like, I did the thing that the best ever do.
That was me last year playing in the peak of fall at Bethpage Black. The whole time I'm there, I'm like, look around, I can't believe how amazing this is.
Yeah.
So golf does give you that. Yeah, how many other things really do, though? For, like, when you're doing, like, I can't believe this.
Getting to a city, touring someplace, seeing a band live. You dream of seeing a band live. And then you get to the show, and it blows your doors off. You know, like, it's just, it was incredible. It's truly incredible. So, great trip. Had, like, my B game. Didn't even care. Don't even care.
Uh-huh.
Really challenging stuff, hard shots, bunk. I mean, just, it's amazing. Amazing. And I got this cool hat. I'm happy about this hat.
It is a transfusion hat.
Yep. Walked in, 100%. Walked in, saw it, and was like, bam, winner.
Do you drink transfusions, though?
Not often.
Interesting.
I didn't have a transfusion there either.
That is the go-to golf drink.
Though. There's one way it was also different. There was no person driving around offering drinks.
No?
There was nope.
Well, Thursday afternoon, I mean.
There was no, it was just kind of, honestly, I make the point a lot about the Premier League and going to a game over there where you can't drink beer in the stands and everybody's just focused on the game.
Yeah.
This was as everybody's just focused on playing golf as I've ever been with a group of people. It's just three of us, two caddies.
I bet that would be on par for me. I can't believe how great this is. If I got to go to a Liverpool game at some point at Anfield, I bet it would hit like that.
Yeah, it would be above and beyond even your high expectations.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is going to be great. Oh, it's even better than that.
Right. That's for sports, I think that's more of a landmark stadium, type of thing more than anything else. Because if you just go to a game, I mean, I guess, you know, like if I can go back in time and if I went to game 7 between the Warriors and the Cavaliers 7 years ago, I'm sure I would have come away with the same, like, I can't believe how amazing this is. But how many times would you think about that from a sports game? I think it'd be more for other things.
There's a point to be made. I think it's no coincidence that having no working phone
Yeah, that helped.
You are not distracted. You're locked in. I was paying attention. Mm-hmm. I was just, what else is there to do?
Yeah.
When's the last time you didn't know what time it is for 5 hours? Like, being awake, and
yeah,
it was, again, it was foggy, cloudy, a little rainy. I couldn't even see the sun moving.
Yeah.
I might as well have been in some bubble in time, just
yeah,
experiencing the golf.
Kerry Cliffs in Ireland, I had this feeling, by the way. 100%. Standing on, same weather, by the way, as you're describing. Like, it was cloudy, little windy. It was probably like in the 50s, like fall weather. Fall weather here, and I'm standing on like these 200-foot cliffs looking down at the Atlantic Ocean, and that would have hit that moment. More even than like when I was at, like, I would have seen the Grand Canyon and, you know, other national landmarks or natural landmarks, I should say. Yeah. That was the one that was like, I can't believe how great this is.
The Grand Canyon?
No.
Oh.
Kerry Cliffs in Ireland. Kerry Cliffs. More than the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, Grand Canyon's pretty incredible. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550, if you want it.
Did you go to Plymouth Rock?
Yes.
Isn't that the one that's the biggest letdown?
It's just a rock.
I always see that on lists of the thing.
We didn't even,
thing that you go to see that is a letdown. Number one on every one of those lists is always Plymouth Rock.
For me, that's Stonehenge. I saw Stonehenge.
Stonehenge, okay. Yeah. I would think that would be cool.
It's exactly what it looks like.
See, Plymouth Rock is one rock. That's at least a series of rocks.
Yes, a series of rocks stacked. And you walk up and you're like, yep. Looks like the picture.
You didn't just sit there, though, and like think, like, I wonder how they got these here.
Nope.
You're just like, I'm good to go.
I mean, you could, but not really. That's the one thing. Some things you can't translate to a picture. And my guess is if you've ever golfed a course you love and want to send pictures to your friends, you try to send a picture and it always looks terrible.
It's never as good as...
You take a picture of Stonehenge, it looks like Stonehenge. Like, you're not missing anything by not standing directly next to it. Like, yeah, that's it. That's it.
Uh-huh.
That is it. Anyway, got some choice quotes on Kevin Adams in this Matthew Fairburn thing. I'm going to pick through in a moment. But Mark in Hamburg is going to chime in first. Mark, good morning.
Hey, guys, a couple of questions. First, one is with the Sabres new hire. I'm not sure if you know, who did he replace?
Nobody. He got a new job.
Yeah, new title.
Right. He got a new job.
All right, and then I was told, too, like you guys, I think Shanahan was out there. Like, is this guy a big name? Is he another mistake hired by Pegula, or do you feel that this is going to benefit the Sabres? If so, how? And then one other comment. On Cook, do you think he's going to hold out like T.J. Watt? Do you think? And if he does, are we in concern as a fan and as a media member? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
I don't think he's going to hold out. No. So that's all. I don't think he's going to hold out. I think he's going to try and play for a contract. And if the Bills are not going to pay him, this is a point to start to get to. Can I get anybody else to sign up for what I would like to sign up for, which is if they're not going to pay James Cook and not going to give him a second contract, to never spend a second rounder on a running back again? If the ceiling is the term of the deal, that shouldn't be your pick. Best case scenario, he's amazing. We don't want to pay him that much. All right, well, then don't pick that position. Pick a defensive lineman.
Unless,
pick a defensive end. Pick a receiver. Pick positions you want to extend. Is that not base level stuff?
If they have this philosophy, though, of we never want to give a running back a second contract because of where that player is in their career, is it more important to them to hit on the pick?
No.
Because this guy, we need to count on the second he shows up and for the entirety of his rookie contract.
They didn't even do that with Cook. They end up getting...
they got there eventually.
They got 2.5 years of Cook on a 4-year deal if they let him walk.
Yep.
And if they let him walk, who do they turn the job to? Ray Davis? Can you just get that guy in the fourth round? Because if you can just get that guy in the fourth round, then don't spend a second.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to not turn it to Ray Davis because you need a guy and you draft another guy in the second round, then don't draft one in the fourth round.
Well, the other two guys they did go to right away. Singletary and Zach Moss were right in.
That's right. And Moss lasted a year.
2 years.
2 years?
Or a year and a half.
Gone.
Whatever it was.
Singletary did everything they asked and did not get re-signed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're not going to value the position enough to re-sign it, I'm okay with that.
That's...
I would start in the fourth round. Mm-hmm. I would start really thinking about start your evaluations of running back with fourth rounders.
But that's what I mean, because then in their minds, they're not – for the contract extension point, it's definitely correct. But do they feel they can trust relying on a number one with draft picks like that? Because we've got to if we're going to have our starter always be on a rookie contract at this position – then how likely do we think we are to land that in rounds 4, 5, 6 and beyond? I mean, I think
at that position, pretty likely.
I think at that position, you should be able, think you're able to do it. I don't know. I guess, but we have these tendencies. We know. I think we know what they like to do. They like to spend a day two pick on it and then not re-sign it.
Yeah,
I because like, they value it enough. They value it enough to spend that pick on it, but they don't value it enough, or they're like me and just thinking, I do value it. I just don't think you're going to keep this up because I know what the position does. I know every guy that gets to their second contract, unless your name is Derrick Henry, you are going to, you're not going to be the same player. You're not going to be the same player at all. So if that's their mentality, they are still kind of middling it though when it comes to how they treat that position. They're not valuing it as nothing like some teams do, but they're also not valuing it, you know. The Niners, for instance, are a team that spend a billion draft picks and then however much money on McCaffrey.
Right.
They're not doing that.
803-0550. If you're fundamentally not willing to pay that position, then you're capping that pick right away. Now that, again, like if is there a road to them re-signing Cook? There probably is. I don't know what it is. It's uncertain. It's uncertain for Cook. It's probably uncertain for the Bills. Production, you know. We'll keep tracking it. So Matthew Fairburn has a piece in The Athletic about Kevin Adams. And there are quotes in here from former Pegula employees who worked on the hockey side. There are quotes in here from other behind the
other executives in the league, other scouts in the league too. But,
yeah, yeah.
But so, people that worked with Adams and Pegula directly. Yes. Also.
And I don't think there's any sort of big smoking gun in here. Nothing that's going to come as too big of a surprise. But you do get some little nuggets that are worth it. One former Pegula employee who worked on the hockey side, quote, everything Bills was always more important than everything Sabres. It's just been helter-skelter for the Sabres ever since he bought the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody would probably recognize that as something they think. Another one that I thought jumped out is in a behind-the-scenes video of the Sabres trade deadline process, Lindy Ruff noted the team's culture needed to change. In the video, Pegula's on a conference call multiple times throughout the day, weighing on decisions. That offered a view into the dynamic between Adams and Pegula, a dynamic that other GMs view as a red flag. Quote, any self-respecting GM who takes that job is going to say, I have to be able to run this for you. I know it's your team, and I have to talk to you about things, but I have to be able to build a team and make decisions. If I have to run a simple Yoki Haru for a fourth by you, what are we doing? End quote.
Mm-hmm.
So those are, again, not exactly smoking guns, not exactly surprising, right?
No. No. Not great to hear, but not surprising. Also makes me wonder if that is one of the reasons why they've been a little timid on trades.
Doesn't
right?
Like,
is it harder for another team to work with you when you figure out a deal, you get close to a deal, and then you say, well, let me call you back. I got to go talk to my boss about it.
Yeah. Well, there's also the story from a couple of years ago. Who was it with Matt Larkin saying the owner wouldn't move Gergensen's, and then the GM's talking about how he's fabric of the team and they didn't trade. You know, maybe that's the kind of move that has to be cleared with the owner, and the owner says, I don't want to trade him.
Uh-huh.
So, again, it's all kind of.
And there, a lot of, like, the core, the meat of the story is, like, how Adams got to a point where he is so trusted by Pegula and how Pegula has stayed so loyal to him at this point, right? And it does make you read the whole story about them sitting on planes together when he was an assistant coach and coffee. It's just like, it really makes you think, man, what would it take for him to move off of Adams? Because this is not a normal, not to say this never happens, it's not completely unique, I'm sure, but it's. I also wouldn't think it's a normal owner-GM relationship where there is so much. There are years of relationship before you become the GM versus, I mean, how many? What percentage of sports GMs were just, you worked for another team, you built up a resume, you interviewed with this guy, and then they hired you without maybe even knowing you that well?
Yep.
That's more of it. So the other part of that is, though, when that person, think of Jason Bottrell, think of, you know, other GMs, Tim Murray. When it's time to move off of them, I'm good cut and bait because I didn't have any previous relationship with you before you were the GM. This is all about you being the GM. Adams, it's more than that. It's more than him just being the GM. It is years of trust and experience together. So with that being said, now what is he? What does it take for him to get fired? Because it's not the same as another GM. It's different.
Right. And there's also, to me, there's always reason to think if the owner of the Sabres wants this relationship with his hockey GM, then I think it's also reasonable to think that he would operate the football team the same way. That team's successful, but he values that with hockey. Wouldn't he value that with football? Whether that's McDermott and Bean, McDermott or Bean, I think that's a big part of it. Anytime we get a call, fire McDermott and hire Ben Johnson, I think, I don't know if the owner's going to have feel like he can trust Ben Johnson in the way that he trusts McDermott, have the relationship. They, I mean, they've built a relationship over years. So it's a big part of that conversation for me always is I think the owner values the relationships he has with his GMs and coaches. And for the Bills, that's a little bit different because there's two men and they don't report to each other. They each report to Pegula, which means that they would each have a relationship with Pegula.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about their relationship with each other because that kind of they work side by side.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, there's a little bit of context to take from this piece. And you think the Bills are run entirely differently? Because I don't think they're run entirely differently. The success is obviously vastly different. And what they're willing to invest is obviously different.
The resources is maybe the other point.
Right.
Well, that's another thing that is kind of pointed out here is the difference in resources from the first couple of years where, I mean, it's even in here about how he allowed them, like, go after Zach Parise. This is like 15 years ago now. Like, go ahead, empower them to go
when
whatever
it takes. When he signed for $98 million, right?
Right, with Minnesota. But whatever it takes, go get guys like that, you know, adding scouts, adding you know, all the stuff that happened early on, and it just feels like
it went from
all of that now happens with the Bills, but there's not a lot of evidence to say that happens with the Sabres anymore at all.
Yep. Now, it went from that to trade for Ben Bishop to make sure we're at the floor.
Right. 6 years in a row. Where they, or 5 years in a row, they've been $6 million or more below the cap, only team in the league. $30 million of unused cap. What they're also using on, not even counting in there, is Ben Bishop. And Johnny Boychuk, by the way. They did trade for him. Don't forget that.
803-0550. So, it's interesting. I don't think it's shocking, but there's good context in there, and you could start to pull, you know, your own kind of conclusions. Mark in Buffalo is next up. Hey, Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
I want to talk about James Cook, okay? And I think what you said about running backs in general, you know, they don't pan out after the first contract, but I don't think we'll literally do that. However, with Cook, he had a really fantastic year this last year. And, you know, that doesn't mean he's worth $15 million. Because who's trying to compare himself to, you know, work harder, they work four downs, and they have better accomplishments. But if you're looking at 2023 production, I would think the max you should get is 8, maybe 10, with incentives. So if you want to stretch it to 12 with incentives, you're not all guaranteed, you know, like he plays and he gets a minimum number of touchdowns, et cetera, I think that would be okay. But, you know, there's always the danger that he's going to take the contract and play okay for a year or two, and he's going to be garbage. So, but if you do it as incentives partially, then you can tell him. If he craps out in 2 years, you know, you just get rid of him. You have some prospects in the draft look pretty good. Be able to get them.
All right, Mark. You're like up to 12. The thing I hope happens in this process, and I don't know how public the negotiations ever will be, I want to know what the Bills are willing to offer him. That's all I want to know. And I don't know when we're going to get that or how we're going to get that, if we're ever going to get that. Because if he plays great and walks this year and signs somewhere for 15, we will say, I guess the Bills don't want to pay a running back. That doesn't mean they wouldn't have given him 11. And I think too often NFL teams are covered like everything they wanted to happen happens. That's in the draft. That's in free agency. That's everywhere. Oh, everybody loves their draft class. Everybody, this free agent that we signed, this shows us the direction. It shows everybody the direction we wanted to take. What about the guys you didn't get? I mean, the Bills would have made calls in free agency and maybe got pushed out on price on Josh Sweat, or maybe called on Khalil Mack and he says, no, thanks. I don't want to go. I don't want to move. I'm going to stay here in L.A. So you don't ever hear about the moves your team wanted to make that they couldn't make. And it's just a matter of, you know, who are you willing to take? Who are you willing to pay? What are you willing to do? I want to know if they're willing to pay Cook $9 million. Because that would say something. If he leaves for 12, okay, they were willing to pay him 9. And we might never find that out.
Don't you think, though, given that they've talked as though they won't get a contract done before the start of the year, or that they're good without getting a contract done, that they're more than a couple of million dollars apart?
Sure, they might be $5 million apart.
I would bet they're not closer than that, though.
Maybe.
If you're within a couple million of each other, you sound different. You sound like, you know, like, yeah, we'll see. There's still time in the offseason. You know, they might sound like it's more possible that they'll get a deal done. Whereas now it sounds much more like they don't. They're like, well, you got to do it again and then earn that money again. Like, it's much more for next year than it is for right now.
Let me get another point in here. I thought about this while I was away. Like, sometimes, you know, my brain clears out some space and I have some stuff go into it. And this is one. This is another point about how the team controlling every negotiation, every message, we like to keep that in-house. You know, we don't want to negotiate in the media. There's another reason, another way to apply this. Think about the Bills place a value on a player. All right. Every team does. Mm-hmm. That's right. The Bills value James Cook at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we value him at 10. We value him at 10. That's our number. We value you at 10. Okay. We get to free agency. He gets right down to the nitty-gritty. And, okay, we get an offer. It's it doesn't even matter who it is. They're going to give me 11. Mm-hmm. Do the Bills go to 11? Do they go to 10.5? Like, how they would love to – teams – I don't want to always make this about the Bills, because again, like, the NFL controls its message. Every team does. We have a value we place on a player. He goes somewhere else. Oh, it's like my fake little flow chart about free agency. Did he sign with your team?
Yeah.
Yes, at the number that we valued. No, we weren't going to pay him that much. Has a team ever valued a player at 9.75 and given him 10.5? Probably all the time.
Yeah.
Probably all the time. It's all right. Whatever. What's the big deal? We'll go up one. Because otherwise, treating it as if it's just some version of auto draft in negotiations where, like, here's the line, we'll never consider going over it. I mean, things that happened this year could push that number up, could push it down, you know, regression or anything like that.
But then there's the 15 number that he has said out loud.
Sure.
Which is very, you know, like, if you believe the Bills are at, like, 9 or 10, and he is saying 15... The next step is what's interesting, because there can't really be a next step, I don't think, until he would hit the open market next year.
But it's when
you get those other teams giving him the idea that, oh, they're giving you 10, oh, we'll give you 15.
Maybe they
will. You want 15? We'll give you 15. And then the Bills are having to go way above what they would value him at.
Yeah. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. Maybe he just says, I want 15, because you should say $3 million over what you actually want. Now, if the Bills were to sign him to 11, even though he actually only wants 11, everybody would look good.
Yep.
803-0550. We're going to break in. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots
and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jesse Pegula has lost.
I saw
in the fourth round of the French Open.
I saw early she had a couple of unforced errors, and it was like kind of close early on, and a little bit of a red flag. Like, this is not supposed to be close.
They had a long, it was like 15 minutes, this final game here that went, because they had like 7 break points back and forth, and she had the advantage. 5-4 in game, so she wins the point, and she gets it to 5-5, and the ball lands a hair outside. Like, very nearly got that to the final game. So she came super close. But also, we're not calling the French Open anymore. We're calling it Roland Garros.
Okay.
They want to change the name because they want it named after the venue, I guess, like Wimbledon does.
Really?
Or whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if I hit info on our TV here, it doesn't say French 25. Open. It says Roland Garros.
Roland Garros tennis.
Yeah.
All right.
So I don't know. I got some NBA trivia for you. We got the finals coming up on Thursday. Game 1 between the Pacers and the Thunder. Neither team has ever won a championship, so someone will win their first ever.
Good.
Can you name the other 9 NBA franchises that have never won a championship?
Yes. Memphis.
Memphis has never won a championship.
Feel good about that one.
You have no Grizzlies titles.
Hold on, let me pull up the list of logos. 8 other teams that have never won a championship.
Yep.
Standings, there we go. Give me... No, I don't want the... There we go. You said the Pacers.
Pacers,
the,
yep.
Orlando Magic.
They have never won, correct.
They made the finals, they've never won.
With Shaq, right?
That's right.
Shaq and Penny.
The Charlotte Hornets.
Correct. They have never won a title.
Okay,
nor come close ever.
I've got a couple guesses I'm going to like put off for a little while here. The Clippers.
They have never won.
Some of these, like, you got to be careful going back to the 50s.
Right.
The Pelicans.
The Pelicans have never won. They also did not exist in the 50s.
Yep. How many I have left?
You have five left.
Okay, five left.
Yeah, like, there's one team in here that isn't listed because... Although, do they have another one? There's a Rochester NBA championship.
Right. The Timberwolves.
The Timberwolves are correct. They've never won before.
Okay.
Nor did they with a previous...
I have four to go?
Yes.
Okay. The Washington Wizards.
The Wizards are incorrect. Now,
they won as the Bullets?
Believe they won as the Bullets.
How long ago?
That was
82?
1978.
Okay.
Well, you know, a little more modern.
That's right. I knew I was going to get one wrong in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the Washington Bullets beat the Supersonics in
the Hawks.
Seven. The Hawks are also not listed here because, see, this is tough because I'm asking you to, like, know, hey, this team won a title in 52 when they were
That's what I mean. Like,
the Atlanta Hawks' first ever team was Buffalo Bisons. I don't think they won as the Buffalo Bisons.
When did they win?
They won in 1958 as the St. Louis Hawks.
Okay, so the Atlanta Hawks.
I should have known that.
The Suns?
The Suns are correct.
And the Kings?
The Kings are incorrect. That's Rochester.
Okay.
The Kings are not on a list of teams that have never won a title because they won as the Rochester Royals in 1951.
And then the other guess I would have would be the Nets.
The Nets are correct.
Okay.
There's one more team you missed.
Oh, I missed one more team.
That has made the finals.
And never won a championship.
Never won a championship.
That team.
Pretty famous finals, I think, too.
Okay, the Blazers.
Nope.
Utah.
Oh, the Jazz.
The Jazz have never won a title.
They made two finals.
Both against
Jordan. They lost back-to-back.
The Bulls, yep.
When did the Blazers win?
I think they won one with Bill Walton.
I think they actually won as Portland. Yeah.
Okay.
Bill Walton in the, 77.
Okay.
There you go. Those are the
I didn't get any wrong before I was born.
That's correct. you did not get any wrong before you were born.
Right.
This will be the third team to win their first title in like the last 5 years
in
the NBA. The Raptors did. The Nuggets did.
The poor Pacers. It'll be stunning. Hey, we just watched a stunning upset in the French Open. That's one day.
Yeah.
This is
incredible.
Yes.
If they even get to like game six.
I think it would be a victory. I mean, victory, no, not to get to game six, but it'd be a surprise. If you look at the series odds, the lines,
yeah.
Sweep and five are big, big favorites.
Oh, yeah.
If they win two, it would be a stunner.
I mean, here's a little look into how good the Thunder were. And the Thunder were going into game seven of the second round against the Nuggets. So, tough series. They're going into game seven. They were at home against the best player in the world. What were their odds to win the title? Before that game, in the second round, they were even money.
Yeah.
They were minus 100 to win the championship. They were in game seven of the second round, and they were even money. Like, they are... Some people are rushing the, you know, as sports TV will do, rushing to, this is going to be a dynasty. Because not only are they this good, they're all like 22, 23 years old. But this is gonna be an all-time team. All-time season, I should say.
They have a couple pieces that are tough to find. I mean, obviously, between SGA and Holmgren. I mean, Holmgren is
amazing.
This is not that he needs a coming out party. Is that what this is for him?
These
finals? Like, he's amazing to watch.
The other reason why people are saying it's going to be a dynasty is so they have all these young pieces already. They have two first-round picks this year. They have two first-round picks next year. They have two first-round picks in 2027, and they have two first-round picks in 2029. So they still have like a load of draft picks coming somehow. I don't know how they did that.
Is there any don't want them to win because they stole Seattle's team?
No, I don't want them to win because I think SGA is not a great style.
A free throw merchant?
I hate it. I hate watching him. So I don't want to see that get rewarded. I think enough time has passed, right? They left Seattle 15 years ago, more than that even.
It's got to be more than that, I think.
They left in like 2000. Well, Durant was on Seattle, so it couldn't have been more than 20.
Okay. That's right.
Because he played his first year for the Sonics. So, yeah, I mean, that part of it doesn't feel great. But
that happens all the time now. If you're holding, like, you know, what's the
stat? Well, I guess when was the last time we were faced with that, though? When's the last time a team was in the finals about to win a championship and they had took a team from somebody else? Like, Vegas won, but that was expansion.
Right.
So they didn't steal it from anyone.
The Ravens, when they're winning after leaving Cleveland, that might be the best example.
Well, right in that, like, early 2000s, don't the Avalanche win the first year after Quebec?
Yeah.
I mean, that's tough.
That's tough.
That to me feels a lot different than this, which is like it's almost two decades later. Now they're going to win. But they've had, that franchise has been great the whole time almost, that they've existed.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, I'd be rooting for the Pacers. Indiana has been good for my whole lifetime. And even before that, right? Reggie Miller in the 90s. And they love basketball. They're always highest on the ratings for the NBA. Obviously, they're also a huge college basketball market. So I'd be rooting for that market and that fan base more than anything. But I just don't think they have a shot.
Extendo Sports coming up. Jesse Pegula bounced out of the Roland Garros tennis, formerly known as the French Open.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
Bounced out of the French Open in the quarters. This is a big, big upset.
This is worse than when the British Open went to the Open Championship.
Wasn't it always that?
No, it used to be the British Open.
I thought it was the Open Championship forever, and they just...
Like, I think they officially used to say British Open too, though. Didn't they?
I don't know about that. Maybe. They might have rebranded to say, like, excuse us, this is the only one. This is the real one. All right, Extendo Sports coming up. We'll wrap and pass things off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up here on WGR.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
So they have the Champions League trophy at Roland Garros because PSG just won the Champions League.
Yep. Second French team to ever win it.
That'd be kind of strange if they just like brought the Stanley Cup to...
to Roland Garros?
Yeah. I guess it being French, that's one thing. Like, you know.
Yeah, they're probably in the heart of...
who recently
there's
won.
Like mass parades all over France that are getting like chaotic. It's crazy. European parades are nuts.
Yeah. I guess I didn't realize that the Champions League would be that big a deal for Paris.
I think it'd be bigger for them than... haven't they won their league like 9 of 10 times?
Yeah.
At this point...
finally winning the Champions
League.
That's
the thing to do.
All right, what else is going on?
James Myrtle from The Athletic just wrote a comprehensive article on all potential landing spots for Mitch Marner. How far down the list do you think you have to go to get to the Sabres?
25. When you weren't here, we went through the live odds, and they were like 33 to 1. It was pretty bad. It was behind 22 teams.
Yeah, I guess Myrtle has them behind 14 teams. But they're, well, not even. He ranks the top 14, and then there's just a group of probably not going to happen. And the Sabres are one of those teams.
Great.
So.
Great, great.
Carolina, he's got as the most likely.
Oh, that'll be fun. Who did I see?
Carolina, L.A., and Utah. Who Utah makes sense because the new what do new owners love to do? They love a splash.
Who did I just see?
That dude's going to offer him $16 million a year.
No, I just saw a team that I thought...
Vegas?
Vegas.
Vegas is on one of his most likely two.
I'll go to Vegas.
Everyone goes to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
They might have some money coming up, too, if Eichel doesn't resign.
That's why they'll do it, because they know Jack's going to leave and go to Boston.
So they're going to go Marner. All right. And then Toronto will spend $10 million on Sam Bennett. Yeah. That is all. That is 1,000% going to happen, right? The Leafs are going to go nuclear on a contract for Sam Bennett. That's what they think they need. Totally.
He is from Ontario. I mean, he played for the Kingston Frontenacs. He's from what?
Sam Bennett is from Holland Landing.
Okay. East Gwillimbury is what it says.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Holland Landing is where he was born.
South Central Ontario.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Toronto-ish.
Yep. It's in York.
Okay.
This is where I pretend I know where York is. Apologies. I'm just looking for a regular map. Where is it? South Central Ontario. That's all I've got. All right. Yeah, like Richmond Hill. Okay, above Richmond Hill. North. He's from north of Toronto.
All right.
Sam Bennett. Have fun. Enjoy your time in Toronto. Mitch Marner to Vegas is going to... I would say sting. It's going to be fine. I mean, at no point would...
I'm so numb to them just landing every top player they could. They got Eichel. They got Hurdle. They got Hanifin. And these are all after you thought they were out of money,
they're,
by the way.
They're playing a different sport. Like, really. Like, the way that they... trade off draft picks. Sure, yeah, you can have some picks. We'll take your best players.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Let's see here.
It's a big day in the chat on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, who's our winner? Who's our champ?
The chat now gives out crowns.
Yeah.
To the top three commenters. I did work my way up to number three multiple times.
I don't think you should be eligible to win.
What are you talking about? Why not? I can chat.
Mm.
I multiple times.
We know you're going to be present on the show for 4 hours. That's not a question.
Yeah.
You know what? Nick and DePew, I see listed number one. You're number three.
Well, I think what's going to happen here is, what is happening? You're just jealous because you don't have the purple crown icon next to you if you post in here. And I do. First day back from vacation, hosting a show, getting the three spot in the chat.
See, what I'm interested, though,
Owen, a podium. Thank you to Nick for pointing out this is a podium.
What are the tiebreakers on these? Because Nick and DePew, number one, through Calvin Shepard, E4P, six people all have 300.
Yeah. Well, hey, so
how come you get third and not AC man?
I was just being better than everybody else.
It's a good question.
Commenting.
I wish I had answers for you at this point. I've done extensive research on this over the weekend.
Some of us
came into more control over this leaderboard.
It's about culture, you know? Some of us are born winners. Some of us have it.
Says the bronze winner here.
Podium. It's not bronze. I'm on a podium. Are you on the podium?
I didn't think so. The bronze winner.
You're on
the podium that's like 3 inches off the ground.
I'm up there. Me and Nick and DePew and J-Bud were spraying the champagne on each other.
Drinking out of a boot.
That's what they do when you're on the podium.
The third place winner?
Sure.
Is doing champagne?
Yeah.
No, they're not. In what?
Olympics? It's my first ever race. I'm on the podium. My first one.
F1, actually, they do that, don't they?
They do.
The third place winner does that?
It depends.
Speaking of F1, you gonna watch the movie when it comes out?
Probably.
Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
My F1 interest has just waned so much in the last 2 years, I don't even know if I... It's all gone for me. All of it. Maybe the movie will fire it back up, I don't know.
Marco Rossi's name hot in the rumor mill. Unless his camp reduces the ask in his next contract, it'll be a roadblock for the Wild. You've seen some linking the Sabres to Marco Rossi?
He's the guy that everybody wanted them to draft when they drafted Jack Quinn.
That is correct. And he missed a year because he had COVID.
He missed a year. Complications for COVID.
Yeah. He missed a full year. Yeah. He looks pretty good.
So, very quickly, Jonathan Toews is coming back.
Attempting a comeback.
Yeah, he had long COVID complications also, but he's going to try to come back.
We're back tomorrow. Thanks for calling, texting, tweeting, all that good stuff. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up here on WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.